This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour on the DJV program. V is absent today, but J is here, and so is C. Wait a minute, C's not part of the DJV. Well, she is, really. Kara Schilling at the controls in our studio in Washington, as usual, day after the day after the day after. It's the week after, in fact, and how we get ourselves into the new year becomes a focus. Beware, Jennifer Horn, of socialism. Public opinion poll released today indicates the majority of Americans between the ages of 18 and 29, that's you, Kara, view socialism favorably and prefer it to free market capitalism. Why is that dangerous, one might ask? Well, the good news is that those people, the young folks, are confused sometimes about what socialism really is. Bad news is that in every country where it was imposed in a dictatorial way, very few people really understand what it is. Talk to people in Cuba, for example. The people who suffer under the consequences find out, and it doesn't ever, I don't see any place in the world where it's really worked different. There's a kind of a combination of capitalism and communism that seems to be what China is all about, and that's what they're trying to convinces Cuba is all about, and that's what the Russians are trying to say. That's what they're doing, but Russia is much different. Russia's really never quite figured out how to do, and since the Bolshevik Revolution, haven't really figured it out at all. In China, they kind of have figured it out, to a point anyway. If you want to live in that kind of situation, if you're in China, you don't have much choice. But think about, Jennifer, you've traveled around a lot, and I've certainly been fortunate enough to go to countries. One of the things that brought me around to think about this was my experience in Peru a couple of weeks ago, and how it's a very poor country, pretty socialistic, but at least they've got a handle on what's going on. They've had four presidents in the past 5 years. because socialism frustrates people, and it also corrupts. And so these presidents have all been indicted and gone to jail for, you know, stealing this and getting any. In a country like Peru, the fact that they even pay attention to that is pretty, it shows you how outlandish it is. The corruption is really bad there. It's kind of a socialistic country. And so we say it's not for us. There have been more and more, I think, I'm not comfortable with all of the kind of socialistic trends that have reared their ugly heads in America. Are you?
No, I think it's dangerous. I think the fact that young people think that the country needs to move in this direction is, and some old people, we shouldn't say that, Bernie Sanders thinks it. My goodness, he's older than time. So
does he know that?
He looks like Father. He looks like Father Time.
Father
anyway.
Time, yes.
But it seems that the whole idea behind this country, what makes it so great, is to strive to make your life or to your family's life better than what your parents did. And this constant striving for just bettering your situation and moving forward. And that's really the basis of the American dream. And I think with socialism, all of that dies. Who we are as a nation is gone, because with a socialist system, just everybody gets a little and no one's ever really striving for greatness or to push or to be the best, because everybody just kind of meanders down in the middle. You see, when people just get enough, they just sort of get stagnant. You know, they don't actually want to move and move forward. And I don't know, for me, life is about, and especially maybe because I'm believer in Western culture and being an American, I'm proud of that. It's about moving forward and doing better and working hard and creating something new. And I don't know that that's as possible with a true socialist society.
Mm-hmm. All right. I pulled the rug out from underneath you because you were supposed to start with a trending story.
I know. What the heck?
Got off onto my thinking philosophically about this the socialism poll, and I don't want to think too long about it because I don't think it's good, but I do think, I didn't give you a chance, Kara, to your friends, you and people who are your age, and the focus on socialism. Do you have conversations with your friends about stuff like this?
We have conversations about politics, but I would not say socialism specifically. I don't think I've ever spoken to my friends about socialism.
Really?
Yeah, it's just, I don't think it's something that is...
How would you start a conversation? Hey, gang, what do you think of socialism?
Bernie. Anybody who backed Bernie would have a conversation about his policies, which maybe you're not thinking you're talking about socialism, but that's what you're kind of, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't think that most of my friend group were supporters of Bernie, so that's not something that ever really,
really?
Came up.
Huh.
Is that surprising? I don't know.
Yeah.
I voted for Hillary. I think most of my friends voted for Hillary, so... That was what our discussions were about, not really Bernie.
Well, Bernie offered an interesting option, and it wasn't that different from Trump's, actually, in many respects anyway. All right, so Jennifer, what is the trending story that you had on the top of your mind when we started 5 minutes ago in this hour?
Well, I actually had picked out one that was actually in our show prep, Dougie, which is so exciting. I love when I match up. And that is the story out of Britain today. So a lot of people on Christmas will give the gift of cats and dogs, and sometimes that turns into a very dangerous proposition because it's very cute on Christmas morning, and then the dog or the cat needs to start eating and pooping and being taken out. And a lot of times there are a lot of animals that are not cared for. Britain is forbidding puppies and kitties from being sold by pet shops in a bid to crack down on animal exploitation and abuse. The government said it's going to roll out the legislation next year after holding some public consultations that showed 95% support for the ban. That's a pretty huge number. It means that anyone looking to buy or adopt a puppy or a kitten under 6 months must either deal directly with the breeder or with an animal rehoming center, according to one of their government officials from the Department of Environment, Food and Rural Affairs. They said it's part of their Christmas animal welfare push. The measure is commonly called Lucy's Law in honor of a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel who was rescued from a puppy farm in Wales back in 2013. She'd spent most of her life in a cage and was no longer able to breed because her hips had actually fused together from a lack of movement. I know you know about that because your Daisy may have some hip issues
right,
as well.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so there was a woman named Lisa Garner who took her home and launched a social media awareness campaign that changed the way Brits are now able to get their pets. And the government said that the new law is going to end the terrible welfare conditions that are found in puppy farming, or as we know them, puppy mills, and solve a range of existing animal welfare issues. So there you go.
I've told the
no
story.
No more pet shops. And that's kind of the trend in America as well.
Yeah,
that's
it
not
is.
Just a British story.
Yeah. Right. When I found Daisy last spring, it was after visiting 18 different rescue operations in various parts of New England, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Hampshire. And I finally found Daisy down in Rhode Island. She'd been rescued by a group that brings dogs from various states into the Rhode Island, in this case, in Massachusetts, they have the same thing, the MSPCA. So she had been in a cage. Daisy is a bulldog. Pictures of her around on, what do we have? We have it on Facebook, I think. Don't we have it in various places? We'll post it.
Yeah, your Christmas picture's up on Facebook right now.
Yeah, okay. So, anyway, Daisy was in a cage for 2 years, never got out of the cage. She lived in her own poop and pee. She couldn't walk when I got her. She had just been neutered. She'd had two litters, one when she was just barely one, and another one when she was just barely two. And the fact that she couldn't walk, that she lived that way, she doesn't have, or she didn't, and now she, I still have a little, I'm going to try to find this winter when I'm in California, Jennifer, a trainer to sort of bring around. Every once in a while when she gets excited, she still has accidents in the house. It's okay, you can understand that. She has no train. She's now getting used to me calling her and coming, but she had absolutely no training whatsoever. And she was an example of the kind of, when I saw her and I heard the stories about where she came from, I was horrified. And yet that seems to be the rule more than the exception for these puppy mills. So good for England, and we ought to, and I think to a point, we're kind of social pressures are
putting a lot of these outfits out of business. And I think there's a law. You can't, I think some of these big companies now, Petco and that like, they can't sell puppy mill puppies anymore. I think that's the story. Anyway, something to be aware of and thinking about as we go into the new world. I mean, the new year. Well, as long as we're traveling around the world, another quick story from Israel. Parliament there dissolving. Prime Minister Netanyahu's government holding elections in April. They would have been required to have them 7 months down the road, but they're going to do it earlier. The ruling coalition parties made the unanimous decision after failing to get enough votes to pass a piece of legislation that would extend Israel's military draft to ultra-Orthodox Jews. We would refer to them as Hasidics here in America. All of the Jewish Israelis have to serve in the military. Typically, the ultra-Orthodox men have been exempt, but a drop in manpower has the government looking at changing the law, as well they ought to. I don't see how this has become a ruse, kind of like when I was that age. I couldn't, well, I did. I was drafted. I had flat feet, and flat feet supposedly kept you from having to go into the service. But anyway, this is something you're going to see a lot of hoopla about this as Israeli votes to dissolve this week, the parliament. All right, it's 18 at the hour here on the DJV show.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent hailstorm. Here to describe the event, a football.
Bro, I was just hanging on the roof when this gnarly storm starts dropping baseball-sized hail. The shingles got beat up. A few windows looked are broken. It was savage.
Did you do anything to help?
Nah, bro. I was in survival mode.
Your football can't help you in a hailstorm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Stock up and save at Kohl's. It's time to spend your Kohl's cash on after Christmas stock-up with up to 70% off clearance. Save 50 to 60% on family outerwear, sweaters, and fleece. Save 60% on winter sleepwear and loungewear. And save 70% on holiday trim and decor. Plus, stock up on denim for the family and save big on bed and bath during our white sale. December 26th through 31st, only at Kohl's. Select style. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Arlie Drug. You can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Arlie Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase Sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Hurry into the Dodge Big Finish event. That's the new holiday greeting in Santa's workshop, and now he's even upgrading his ride. Like Charger, America's only four-door muscle car. Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Durango, the most technologically advanced, fuel-efficient, and powerful V8 in its class. Santa wants his sleigh to really fly.
Ho, ho, go!
Hurry in for great deals at the Dodge Big Finish event. Based on 2019 Ward's Midsize Sport Utility Vehicle segment. Available V8 based on Ward's Middle Specialty segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel cost, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
And change after the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn loves to celebrate country music, as do many of you. Matter of fact, the number one crossover format, I think you know that, Jennifer. Those of us who are radio babes or radio, radio brats know that the number one crossover music format for talk is country. So here we have country legend Alan Jackson lining up a full slate of tour dates for the new year with a newcomer named William Michael Morgan. You know him, Jen?
I don't know him. I love Alan Jackson, though.
Select shows on the tour will also feature singer-songwriter Randy Houser. You know him?
I do know Randy Houser. Randy Houser's kind of, he's in superstar status, but he's got a lot of hits. So I would he's a good matchup with Alan Jackson, too.
So this kid, William Michael Morgan, must be somebody that's headed in the same direction, at least according to Alan Jackson.
Not doing bad if he's touring with him. Yeah.
Right. Starts the 25th of next month in Louisville. A tour of amphitheaters and arenas has a dozen dates on the books going from January to September. With more than three decades of hits like Chattahoochee, Don't Rock the Jukebox, It's 5 o'clock Somewhere, Alan Jackson continues to influence a lot of the newer up-and-comers, a lot of the country entertainers, songwriters, that sort of thing. So let's see, in addition to Morgan and Houser, Jen, many of the shows will include performances by other aspiring artists who played at AJ's Good Time Bar, which is kind of a honky-tonk joint in Nashville.
Yeah.
He was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame this past June. Remember that? Tickets for some of the dates are on sale now, with more shows to be added in the next few weeks and the next couple of months. So if you're an Alan Jackson fan like Jennifer is, you can stand at attention, or you can get your tickets and then stand at attention at the performances. Sounds like a good idea.
And he's so much fun to watch because he just stands there and he just can stand there and play, which is, I think, a gift without all the the lights and the flash and all of that. But yet you're still sucked in. He's like George Strait, where they can just stand there and play and have fun, and they don't need all the stuff behind
gimmicks. Like, is that a slam at some of the shows?
I don't think so. No, I mean, it's all different. It just depends on what you want. But if you want solid music that's fun and it's about the songs and the musicality and less about that crazy performance, then this is your concert.
All right, here's another country singer named Mark Wills. Topped the country chart with hits including Wish You Were Here and 19-something. He brings in the new year with the Grand Ole Opry. He's the newest member there, Jennifer.
Good for him. He's had an interesting career, too. Again, not one that, like, shot to fame. But he started out, like, in the late 90s and then went away for a little bit and then reinvented himself. And so I'm happy for him. He's a good, solid music guy.
Vince Gill issued the invitation to him. He was visibly moved, dropped to his knees before cheerfully accepting the honor. This boy has been the greatest supporter and proponent of what the Opry stands for. That's what Vince Gill said when he brought him in. Wills, who first played at the Opry in 1996, the beginning of his career, closed the show by singing his emotionally charged hit Don't Laugh at Me from 98, while other members of the Opry family joined him up on stage. Also getting some special recognition during the show was Opry staff musician Jimmy Capps, member of the Musicians Hall of Fame, who played at the Opry as a teenager with the Lovin Brothers in 1958. Wow. Before he went to work in the Opry band. In recognition of his six decades, member Marty Stewart, Vince Gill, revealing the band room at the Opry House officially been named the Jimmy Capps Music Room. He was a member of Nashville's so-called A-Team of studio musicians, that kind of like the Wrecking Crew and that bunch that, you know, play in all of the country things that are recorded down in Nashville. So congratulations to Mark Willis, 28 after the hour on the DJV Show.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-255-3377. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Iraqi Prime Minister's office says there were disagreements over how to conduct a session with President Trump, so the meeting didn't take place. The White House says there were security concerns about the president's unannounced visit to Iraq. They said that things moved just too quickly for a meeting. The two leaders did get to speak by phone. President Trump and his wife Melania met with U.S. troops at an air base in western Iraq.
We came to al-Assad to share our eternal gratitude for everything you do to keep America safe, strong, and free.
He also defended his decision to pull American forces out of Syria. The president spent about 3.5 hours at the base in Iraq before leaving. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Four at the hour now on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, the D in DJV. Jennifer Horn is here, the J in DJV. And Victoria Keelan has the rest of the week off. What an outrage.
No, you got that backwards.
That's no backwards. You have the rest of the week off. That's what it is. Okay. So let's find out what's going on around the country, shall we? These are sort of government stories starting, Kara, with the situation in Baltimore, where police have now collected this week 2,000 guns. Well, excuse me. There are a lot of different kinds of weapons, including a rocket launcher.
I did see a picture of that.
As part of the buyback program aimed at reducing violence.
Well, no one is complete without a rocket
launcher.
Let's be honest. Yeah.
Right. So, let's see here. Have had 300 homicides this year. That's nothing to be proud of. Officers collected 1,860 weapons. They're paying $25 a piece for large magazines, $100 for handguns, and $200 for semi-automatic rifles, $500 for automatic rifles, and it doesn't say how much they paid for the rocket launcher. Excuse me. Listen. They put aside
a $250,000 bounty. 600,000 people live in Baltimore. So anyway, you look at these things and they're good PR, but at the end of the day, what do they really do?
Yeah, I think most people around the area, whether they're in the city or just in the county around it, don't think it's really going to do much. I mean, there are a ton of homicides going on, and they need to try and do something to stop it. They can't just sit around and not do anything.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But as I have a friend on Facebook who was commenting on it, and he was saying, okay, well, you get this money back, and then you can easily just go to the gun store and get another one that's cheaper than that, or buy a couple with the money that they give you. So I don't think it's really, because what the police chief said was that if they're not in the home, then they can't contribute to the violence, then people can't use them, which is true. They can't use that gun. Pretty sure that people are just going to go out and buy other ones. So I'm not sure this is the solution that they need to fix the problem.
Nope. Not sure either. All right. Some other government stuff here. Missouri's new governor could roll back what some have called the most radical redistricting program ever enacted in any state in our country, Jen. Governor Mike Parson is going to repeal it. Replace a state constitutional amendment. They call it Clean Missouri. Amendment approved by 62% of the voters last month covers a range of changes, including redrawing the legislative map. Under this measure, the state's House and Senate, the map for the districts would be drawn by a state demographer who would be nominated by the state auditor and approved by the state Senate. What could go wrong with that? The demographer would redraw the districts, taking into account partisan fairness and competitiveness. Yeah, well, I want to know what his party is, what his background is, and how he got the job. New lines would be voted on by the State House and Senate. The governor told the news media he's concerned that redistricting process will still allow politics to creep into the new maps. What kind of nonsense is this? It's all politics. Gerrymandering, redistricting, whatever you want to call it. Look at how it's messed up California, as an example. What a mess. They fixed it so nobody can win unless you're a Democrat in California, pretty much. Right, Jennifer? Well, you know, everybody's dropping off like flies here.
You can hear me. I said, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. I think that redistricting has played a role in it. But I think for the most part, what's happened in California is that they did something called ballot harvesting this time around. Are you familiar with ballot harvesting?
You explained it once, but explain it again for people who didn't hear the explanation.
So it's not illegal it depends on the state you're in. If you're in Arizona, I believe ballot harvesting is illegal. But in California, it's perfectly legal to do ballot harvesting, which is when whoever has the money and the resources to send people to places where lots of people live, whether that's maybe low-income housing, maybe that's a nursing home or assisted living facility, you go through and say, hey, can I take your vote in? Can I drop it off? If you can't get to the polls, can I do it for you? And whether or not people can coerce someone at that point, that's what leaves it open for some funny business. I think the state of Arizona questions that. But that seemed to be what really switched and shifted in California, which is why you saw so many absentee ballots and elections being determined and actually winners being changed, projected winners being changed 3 weeks after Election Day. So that's what's been going on. But certainly redistricting plays a big role in that, and it's especially important in the states that are considered swing states for presidential elections, like Pennsylvania and Ohio. We see a lot of that going on there.
I guess I'm questioning whether or not the situation is widespread, like we talk about California, and then this circumstance. That state is not one that was known. Now, are there other states, though? I'm thinking about Pennsylvania. Wasn't there just something in Pennsylvania that was sort of along the same lines? Do I remember that?
Yeah, Pennsylvania had. We actually saw a special election a few months ago with Connor Lamb winning because of redistricting. I think there's been some issues with redistricting in Georgia. So it's definitely happening. It's definitely an issue. And that's why having the governor's race, or having your party, the party you'd like to see win, in charge of the governor's mansion is so important, because you can, for political gain, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you can make more favorable districts. And the governor is the one who signs off on that. So that's why those people, I think people who follow politics sort of I like to use the word mildly, right, where they just kind of look at the news every day and sort of know what's going on, but they're not super entrenched in it.
Right.
Yeah, you go, well, what's the big deal if a governor's Republican or Democrat? Who cares in my state if that's the case? Well, it matters because of things like this, because they're the ones that can sign off on redistricting, and that makes a huge impact nationally and in obviously congressional elections, but also in presidential elections.
All right, other governmental news of interest, the Violence Against Women Act expiring at midnight Friday with the government shutdown, temporarily cutting off funding for programs that help victims of sexual assault, domestic abuse, that sort of thing. The bill was put into effect in 1994. It was extended here and there, supposed to expire on September 30th, and then received a last-minute reprieve. Same thing happened on December 7th. Why is this not sort of a permanent law? I don't get it. Is this just more sexism in the government? Or why is this a question?
An always law? Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Why is it subject to scrutiny like this? This is really shows what a bunch of sexist pigs we have in government. And this bill should not even be a question.
So many of them, just for the way that legally they have to be written or done or how they get passed through, have these kind of clauses, these expiration clauses. But you're right. It seems like just something that we shouldn't have to deal with.
The other side of that is there ought to be a sunset clause. And I think people in Congress have moved to have sunset clauses on all legislation that creates new bureaucratic entities. So maybe that's part of what this is about. If we look deeply into it, maybe that's... But why, you see a lot of other things that are passed that don't have the sunset provision in them. And I've been a great believer in all bills, because that's why the government's so bloated. And all these departments, and they keep funding, they keep going on and on and on. They don't do a damn thing. But this is a needed agency, and it ought not to be subject to the same kind of scrutiny as some of these others. I don't think, anyway. Here's one other governmental item. The city council in Washington passing a bill making a commitment to move 100% renewable energy, the law, the rule, by 2023 in the nation's capital. 90 other cities announcing plans to do the same sort of thing. They're trying to get it done by 2030, but Washington is the first to say that they want to have a short time lapse, a time period, to put this comprehensive plan into place. It was passed as a unanimous vote in the Clean Energy DC Omnibus Act this year, requiring all buildings, including federal government buildings, to follow stricter energy efficiency standards. All public transportation.
They already have a lot of gas in them, so.
That's yes, they do. Plenty of gas.
Yeah.
Plenty of gas. So the 8-year-old boy who died, kid from Guatemala, died of an illness because of the situation with immigrants. What do we have to say about that, Jennifer? Second child to die in that detention center this month.
Yep, it's
good optics.
And this came across during when a lot of families are together and giving thanks for having their families together. So obviously there's no good time to have this happen. But again, we have to ask the question as to why they're there in the first place and what's the best place for them and how much of the ownership belongs on Border Patrol. Now, obviously, if ICE is poking at these kids or not providing them with immediate medical attention, obviously that needs to sit on their doorstep. But these kids are so many times, this just fits the narrative as to what these migrants are doing. They're sick. They're taking these kids on huge, long journeys by foot most of the time, and they're making them ill. And what are you supposed to do if you're handed a sick kid? You do the best you can. It's a tragic situation all the way around. And I don't know that there's an end to it. Do you make this a more expedited process? Are you taking more of a hardline approach against migrants? What's going to be the solution that's going to prevent these kinds of things? Because otherwise, this just keeps happening.
Yep. Need a solution. Solutions to problems. That's what we need. 45 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
I see protests on TV and sometimes wonder if the demonstrators even understand what they're protesting. Now a report by the National Association of Scholars says many university courses aimed at understanding the American system have been replaced by classes on how to undermine it. Instead of teaching the foundations of constitutional law, individual freedom, and self-government, these new courses now teach how to organize protests, occupy buildings, and stage demonstrations. American citizens have always enjoyed the right to protest policies with which they disagree. But looking through the lens of liberty is the first step in understanding the right to protest. Without understanding our founding principles, students are being cheated of the opportunity to be full participants in our republic. They should protest that.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent hailstorm. Here to describe the event, a football.
Bro, I was just hanging on the roof when this gnarly storm starts dropping baseball-sized hail. The shingles got beat up. A few windows looked broken. It was savage.
Did you do anything to help?
Nah, bro. I was in survival mode.
Your football can't help you in a hailstorm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, time for a little tombstone tourism here, Jennifer.
I thought you were going to say pizza, but all right.
There's a group of people who love old cemeteries known as taphophiles. They have started to go around and check out the, I guess that would be the question, what is a taphophile? There, a lot of people like to go to the cemeteries, use your imagination. One of the most visited cemeteries in the country is Mount Moriah Cemetery in Deadwood, South Dakota.
In Deadwood. There you go.
It's visited more than Arlington National Cemetery in Arlington, Virginia, with the
really?
Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Yeah. Right.
Huh.
And here's
another
one.
I think there's got to be popular ones. In the New Orleans cemeteries are a big deal, too.
Right. And then there's the story of the burial and tombstone of Big Mama, the big red hen, who died in Texas and now was buried with a marker over her grave. Great. 10 before the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Three at the hour. It's time for a visit from Warren Eckstein, post-Christmas visit for you and your animals, how to take care of the animal that may have had too much, like the rest of us, to eat and too much excitement, that sort of thing. Always a, I don't know if it's a danger, Warren, but it really is something that people need to be conscious of, because the dogs are, I've noticed it with Daisy, as she played around and had some fun, she got involved in all the things that my grandson and my daughter and her husband were doing, and has become a very important part. She loves children and she's having a great time, but there still is a point where you have to kind of be careful, don't you, in terms of how you bring the animal into all this activity?
There are so many human dangers that are in our homes that we're not aware of when it comes to our dogs and cats. I mean, I had someone call me the other day on the radio show. The dog swallowed scotch tape. How dangerous was that?
Ooh.
So it's kind of like little kids. You got to watch them carefully, especially around the holidays, because, you know, they are creatures of habit like we are, and basically our whole homes have changed. There's trees in our house. There's decorations. Yeah. There's tinsels. There's electric. There's lights, especially with cats. Cats, when you have Christmas lights, people don't realize that cats have an incredible sensitivity. So when you have strings of Christmas lights running in your home, they actually, from the cat's perspective, it's like mice running in the wood, in the bottom, in the moldings. So they kind of chase it, and they'll grab it and bite it, and a lot of cats will get electrocuted. So just common sense goes a long way. But, you know, Doug, there's something I really wanted to stress this week. I spend a fair amount of time, and pretty much my entire life, at shelters and rescues all around the country in Canada. And one thing that drives me absolutely crazy is, from time to time, dogs and cats that have been adopted are returned to the shelter just after a few days or a few hours because we expect them to be perfect when we bring them home. Had these dogs and cats been given ample space and a little opportunity to adjust and associate with people and socialize, they would not wind up at the shelter. So I urge people, before you make the commitment, and once you, and I have a saying, and I hate to say this on the air, but it's true. Once it comes into my home and it kisses me and it pees, he's there for life. It's just that simple. So my feeling is that when you adopt a dog, prepare yourself, understand that there's going to be some time, because it drives me crazy. Every shelter I go into, Victoria, you'll agree with this, every shelter, every rescue is overloaded with dogs and cats that just can't find homes. If people would just give them the time to adjust and socialize them, half of these shelters would be empty. 80% of dogs wind up at shelters because of behavioral issues.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of that. We were talking earlier about in England the fact that they've outlawed the puppy mills.
And, yeah, they just did that recently, yeah.
Yeah, right. And that's something we haven't, I don't know if we've outlawed it, but it seems to me a lot of the big stores that used to have puppies from puppy mills, they can't do that anymore. Have we, how tightly have we reined in?
We're really getting in there. West Hollywood was one of the first places. Now the county of Los Angeles, there are cities all around the country that are now banning the sale of dogs that are not from shelters or rescues in there. So I think it's the greatest thing that ever happened. Literally, there are so many millions, 6-7 million dogs put to sleep every year. Why would you be selling puppies when there are so many dogs available at shelters and rescues, especially puppies coming from horrible situations like your own dog, Doug? You can talk about your own dog from the puppy mills around the country. They come with so many diseases and issues and problems. It should be stopped, and eventually it will be. Hats off to England. I wish it would become a federal law in this country as well.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. Delta tightening its emotional support animal rules again. Support animals under 4 months old not allowed to fly. They say animals that are that young don't meet the vaccination requirements, so that's a way to keep the emotional support animals from being on any of these flights. They can't go on a flight that's 8 hours or longer. I think that's interesting. What do you make of all of this tightening up on these new policies?
I have mixed emotions. Number one, for example, if we have someone, let's say a veteran that's suffering with traumatic stress or whatever, he should be allowed to take his pet wherever he has to go. The problem is they just opened a place not too far from where I live in Marina Del Rey. The big sign in the window says, if you want a support dog, come on in. $150 will give you the vest and will give you all the paperwork that you need for a support dog. So you could walk in there with a dog that's had no training, nothing whatsoever, and get this vest and certificate. So that's what bothers me. There should be more legalities involved because so many people that really need these support animals for emotional needs really are going to be, well, they're going to be put out because a lot of people are faking it. So please make sure if you really need an emotional support animal, you go through it the right way and get a dog or a cat or whatever pet it may be that's trained specifically for your needs.
Our hearts were with you. I know your long love, Cisco, passed away, and it's not been easy. I get it. So we send you lots of love, Warren. Warren Eckstein here from The Pet Show on the DJV Show, 59 after the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.